In Massachusetts today, the state's highest court cleared the way for same-sex marriages beginning in May. The ruling from the Supreme Judicial Court clarified a decision from the fall, saying that under the state constitution, gays and lesbians could marry. Today, the court said that giving same-sex couples the right to join in a civil union instead of full-fledged marriage was not enough. Now, the issue moves to lawmakers who are considering a constitutional amendment that would ban same-sex marriage. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
If they weren't clear before, the justices have made it clear now. It's no-go on civil unions, domestic partnerships, or any other kind of what some have referred to as marriage light. Massachusetts lawmakers had asked the court if it would be enough to give same-sex couples the rights of marriage, but not call it marriage. But the court, or SJC, today made itself clear, stating the answer to the question is no. The court wrote, quote, "The history of our nation is clear that separate is seldom, if ever, equal." Larry Tribe is a constitutional lawyer at Harvard who also argued for gay rights to marry.
Some people thought there was ambiguity, and the SJC has now said with an absolutely definitive opinion that the Massachusetts Constitution does not permit relegating same-sex couples to second-class status, and effective May 17th, same-sex marriage becomes lawful in Massachusetts.
But if today's decision means the beginning of gay marriage in Massachusetts, it may also bring about its demise. There are many lawmakers who support civil unions, but not gay marriage. Now that the court says civil unions are not enough, lawmakers are faced with an all-or-nothing choice. They can do nothing and allow gay marriages to happen, or they can pass a constitutional amendment restricting marriage to a man and a woman. State Representative Eugene O'Flaherty is one of those who was hoping to take a middle road and vote for a civil union law. Now he says he feels like he has no choice but to support the constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriage.
We find ourselves in a situation where we were prepared at least to pass the most liberal piece of policy relative to same-sex couples in the entire nation, but our court has stepped in and said quite simply that that's not enough. We cannot do civil unions. It has to be full-fledged gay marriage.
It would take until 2006 before lawmakers could pass a constitutional amendment and then put it on the ballot for voter approval. The first step, a legislative debate, is set for next week. And State Representative Philip Travis, who sponsored the amendment, says he's been getting calls all day from lawmakers who were on the fence but are now supportive of the constitutional ban.
It's like a bolt of lightning from heaven that the Supreme Court of Massachusetts ruled as they did and set aside the efforts of the Senate to find a middle ground. And it puts all legislators on record how are they going to deal with this issue. And so now they'll have to stand up and be counted.
Travis says many lawmakers like him are outraged by what they see as a gross overreach by the state Supreme Court. But supporters of gay marriage say the issue is one of civil rights and rightly belongs with the courts. Mary Bonato is the lawyer who argued the case on behalf of seven same-sex couples who wanted to marry.
The court has now been perfectly clear that they are not equal. And for those folks who support equality, it's clear that the thing to do is to stand by the Goodrich decision and to oppose any effort to write discrimination into our Constitution in Massachusetts, to go out of the legislature's way to somehow authorize discrimination against one group of people. That's wrong.
If today's court ruling was meant to make matters more clear, it may not have done the trick. If a constitutional ban passes in 2006, same-sex couples who marry now in Massachusetts may then see their rights evaporate. And ultimately, some same-sex couple who marries in Massachusetts will move to another state where gay marriage is not recognized, and the whole matter will end up back in court, this time the U.S. Supreme Court. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.